Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my credit card that we did not purchase anything.
May I have your zip code, please?
73064.
And thank you for that. And the first and last name?
Karen Holloway.
Give me 1 second, please, ma'am. Could it be under a different name, Ken Holloway?
Kenneth Holloway?
Yes. Okay. And thank you for that. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please?
10112 Fawn Trace Road.
All righty. And give me one brief second.
Sure.
Yes, and I was able to locate an account associated with you. It seems back on the 5th of February, you paid $7.95 in shipping and handling to receive a tablet. Am I correct?
A tablet?
Yes.
No. You didn't order a tablet?
I got one of those things that you've been selected to get a free tablet.
No, he got an email. He was selected to get a free tablet. But
yes.
We didn't order it, and we haven't received anything.
Okay. And that charge that you're being billed for is actually a membership. Excuse me. It is the item itself is free. It is a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that item, the charge that he was billed for is actually the membership fee for actually becoming a member of the Direct Savings Store. Now, it also did, in that email that you provide, there's a $125 gift card that if you open up the link in your email, it gave you that $125, and you can go online to the web store and actually purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world.
Okay. We had this problem a few months ago, and we canceled this.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't order this, and this stuff just comes up every couple of months.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. But I can get you canceled out of that. Give me 1 second, please.
Sure. Factory Direct Savings. And if you clicked on the link, you got a $125 gift card to go into their website.
Alrighty, ma'am. Thank you for holding, and I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have a cancellation order number for you. Let me know when you're ready to take it down.
I'm ready.
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie. That's 258-958-864.
Okay, and how much is that credit going to be for? Is that going to be for the $56.95?
No, I can offer you a 35% refund on that.
No. No, I want a credit of $56.95 that was on my account.
All right,
we
ma'am.
We have not received anything, and we did not order this.
Now, ma'am, I can offer you 50% refund on that, which would be $28.48.
No. We have not received anything. I want $56.95. Or I will return. I'll turn this into the Better Business Bureau. I'll even go to the district attorney. This is crazy. We keep getting these every couple of months.
Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold, please.
Thank you. She said on February 5th.
I saw this.
Okay. Thank you for... Ma'am, thank you for holding. I was successfully able to get that credited back to you. It would take at least 3 to 5 business days before you see that in your account, okay?
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Joyce, Joyce.
Okay. And what would the email come under?
There's, It's actually in your email, and I'm not specific about what link it is. If you give me 1 second, I may be able to find you and tell you there's a link you can open up, and you should see that $125 gift card. Give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put that email to junk so you won't get it.
There maybe is one discount in there. It's called perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And there should be a link in your email, and you can open it up, and that $125 gift card is there. And you can use that to go into the web store and make purchases. Is that okay?
Okay. I just want to make sure, so if I find this on our email, that we can put it into the junk so that we don't get it anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.